This gospel passage, which follows immediately on yesterday's, serves to emphasize Our Blessed Lady's virginity. And that serves in turn to emphasize her divine maternity. Here we see it through the anxiety of Saint Joseph. This occurred after she returned from visiting her cousin Elizabeth and after the birth of John the Baptist. And now it was time for Joseph to come to claim his betrothed wife. And he finds she is with child. He does not question her purity. He does not question her virginity. He doesn't question her at all. But how is he about to approach the law when it is discovered she is with child and he is not the biological father? Yesterday we saw in the genealogy of our Lord, St. Matthew presents us with the genealogy of Jesus to show his human origins through, as it was legally done then, the Father. Joseph was known to be legally the father of our Lord. And he served as father, but not biological father. And now this is emphasized in today's gospel passage. How was Joseph to treat her and to bring her to the law? I mean, it would be found out and she would be stoned as an adulteress. And that's why he decides to divorce her quietly. But the angel of the Lord then comes to him in a dream. Our Lady did not reveal to Joseph what had occurred within her, that she was now carrying the Son of God. She left that to God to reveal to him. And now the angel does. He is not to be afraid to take her. The child born of her is of the Holy Spirit. He is the Son of God. And the angel tells him, it is the Father who legally gives the name, tells him, you are to name him Jesus. He'd already told Our Blessed Lady at the Annunciation. Now he tells Joseph too, you are to name him Jesus, the one who saves us from our sins. Finally, we see this is done, as is often presented to us in the New Testament, in fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah. And it is quoted here. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son. Two acts here. Be with child, conceive, and bear a son. Give birth to a son, virginally, remain a virgin. And they shall name him Emmanuel. And then we're giving the interpretation of that, the meaning. God is with us. Whenever you see the word El at the end, El, that refers to God. The rest of meaning remaining with us, Emmanuel, the one who remains with us, God who remains with us. And then we see Joseph's response. It's an immediate obedience to the word of the angel. This serves to show us what virtues we should practice, starting with humility, recognizing our own lowliness before God. That without the grace of God, we can do nothing of good. But with his grace, we can do everything he wishes of us. And we should seek to do his will in all things, always. And the other virtue, which follows on this, in order to show our love for God and give ourselves completely to him, is the virtue of purity. We want to make that gift to him at his coming birthday. What is that gift? Our purity. In imitation of the immaculateness of Our Lady, our purity. We want to give ourselves to him, each according to our own state of life, as God has called us, but we want to give ourselves back to him. No matter what the cost, no matter what sacrifice it means, but an immediate obedience to his will in everything. We give ourselves back to Him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.